episode 382, you want more but are doing the same thing.
Moms, it's time to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew who you are in mind, body, and spirit. Welcome to Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, the show to help you do just that. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive.
Happy day, sweet sisters. How you doing? Oh, I'm so glad you're here. I missed you. I hope you're having a grand old day. And I hope it's a little bit warmer. We are kind of going up in temperature. We had some snow and all that come this way. And what is it that we all like to talk about weather? But that's something we all have in common. But today we're going to talk about you. You're here because you were in search for something more. You want more, but you're doing the same thing. And you really don't want to do the same thing, but because of circumstances, you're stuck there. So we're going to chat about that today. So come on in. Get comfortable. I've got some great old tea happening on the stove, and so we're going to drink that as we chat away. If you're brand new to Create Your Now and just found us, welcome home. I am so excited that you're here. Welcome to the family. This truly is a family around the world, and we're doing life together. We don't do it perfectly because we're not about perfect. We're all about progress, taking that next step, always moving forward. So come on in. It's time to be present for you so you can create your now. Now, you want more, but you're doing the same thing. You want something different, but you're really not sure how to go about it. Well, dag nabbit, what do you do? How do you get from where you are to where you want to be when you have so many kind of things against you, like too many responsibilities? The children are pulling at you all the time. The hubby, you've got church commitments. On top of that, you work. You have a J-O-B. There's not enough time in the day. You get up barely able to move and to get ready because you're tired because you went to bed so late. And how are you going to squeeze everything in? You got three children that are climbing all over you, and everybody is begging for your attention. You don't have enough resources. Oh, yeah. You're in too much debt. You're working a job. Your hubby's working a job. In fact, you're trying to do something on the side with an MLM, and even that's not going right, and you just can't get ahead. Maybe you're just not sure what exactly you want to do, but you know you want to do something, but you haven't been able to pinpoint it. And then there's just life, interruption after interruption. Well, doesn't that sound like an adventure to you? Something that you want to have every single day? Probably not so much, but when you begin to break it down, that's what it looks like, isn't it? The to-do list, the responsibilities, the children, the hubby, the family time. Oh, wait, and we forgot about we got to take care of the house. It doesn't take care of itself. And if you have any four-legged friends around, that takes even more work. Where's hope? You're like, well, I don't know, Christiane. That's why I'm here. Where is my hope? There is hope. And I want to start off immediately with your kiss. Because I want to give you hope. The hope is this: do less to create more. Yahoo! You heard me. Do less to create more. I know that doesn't make a lot of sense, does it? But we're going to break it down for you today. And I didn't want to leave the kiss out till the very end. I wanted you to have it now so we could kind of talk it through, so I could give you some examples. And if you're struggling going, gosh, I kind of get this idea, but I need to hone in a little bit more, then send me a love note. Send me an email, yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. And if you're like, whoa, I missed it. Well, you can get it in the notes or just come to createyournow.com. You want to check out the new website anyway. It is up. It's there. You want to see what's going on. So there's a nice little button there that says, let's connect. And you can fill that information out and it comes right to me. All right. I'm here to serve you and to help you. So if you're like, okay, do less to create more, this kiss, I'm not getting it, and this is where I am in my life, what would you say my next step would be, Christiane? I'm here to help you with that. I truly want to hear from you. Okay. So we're going to break it down, because you're drowning right now. You are flustered. You're frustrated. And you are tired of being tired. You're tired of being in debt. You're tired of living somebody else's life. You're ready to live your life because you were created for more. But you're just not sure. You don't know how to go about it. Well, when you do less to create more, you got to think about it this way. You have to learn to work within the nooks and crannies of your day. As a mom, that's really kind of what we do. We're trying to squeeze everything in. The thing is we really, instead of trying to be too routine-like, our routine needs to be almost flexible. And it needs to come from that direction because then, we don't get all bent out of shape. Because what happens is when we sit here and we've got all these responsibilities and there's not enough time in the day and we don't have enough resources and, oh my goodness, I don't know exactly what I want to do, but I want to do something else. What do? Your stress level goes up. Is your heart beating faster now? Because mine sure is. Yeah. And then you're thinking, I'm not going to get anywhere. And now you're telling me to do less to create more. I'm all in. Yeah, I am telling you that. Do less to create more. And it's a kind of a fun one. It spells fiat. Now, when I was doing this, I had to laugh because my husband will love this. I've actually, we do not own a Fiat, by the way, but I think they're an adorable car. For those of you who don't know, it's F-I-A-T, and it's going to mean something here in a minute. But I thought how appropriate this is because you want to go to someplace else. So why not get in a cute little car? A fiat. And how you're going to get there is this: focus, intention, aim, followed by transformation. That's it. Focus, intention, aim, and transformation. Now, we're going to break this down, okay? And I'm going to give you some specific examples here. And maybe when you hear the examples, you'll be able to kind of apply it to some place where it fits into your life. I can't cover everybody's life. So that's what I said. You need to communicate with me. Go to createyournow.com and let's connect, or you can just send me an email at yourbestselfie@createyournow.com. Okay, here we go. An example, one I use, I know a lot, but a lot of us women, especially after having children, for you men, you may want to listen up too, though, because you may be wanting to lose weight. And we're not too much in from the new year of 2016 that's not still on our mind. I was talking with a girlfriend of mine and she goes, Christiane, my scale's going up. It's the heaviest I've ever been. And I don't know what to do. It's something that is on our mind all the time. Well, the thing is a lot of times is get off the scale. Stop worrying about a number. We grew up in high school with having to be a number. Most of us probably went to a high school that was much bigger than 200-300 people. And so maybe you kind of felt lost, but that number is like, oh, but I want to be a 2 and I was a 10. I had to really work hard to be a 6. And now I'm in a 14. Those numbers kind of get disturbing, don't they? And they weigh on us in our mind and they play these mind games and we allow our mind to play these mind games. So stop worrying about the scale. Seriously. I'm right there with you, but you got to stop it. I haven't been on the scale in a few weeks now. Yay. Of course, those of you know that I'm working on sculpting my body. It's not about the number on the scale. It's about the look, and that is taking some diligent effort from me. And it's not one I'm necessarily always comfortable with. But you see, I want more, and I can't keep doing the same thing because it's not about the number on the scale. So how do you go about it? If the example of this we're looking at it is weight loss, and you're like, okay, I know I need to lose weight. So I need to exercise more. I need to eat less, or maybe I just need to eat better. I need to be drinking more water. And oh my goodness, if I could do this, you know, yeah, I need to do it 7 days a week, you know, 365, that'd be great. Are you stressed again yet? Because you know that's not going to happen. Because everything else is happening. Remember, you've got too many responsibilities, not enough time in the day. So you have to do less to create more. You pick one thing. Maybe for you, it's you're sitting too much. You think you're having activities, but as a young mom who has younger children, and you're running them to their little activities, they've got preschool, so you run them there. And your playtime right now is not a whole lot of outside running around craziness. It's inside. You're sitting down. You're doing floor puzzles. You're building castles. You're painting. You're not moving a whole lot. So start there and say, okay, what? We're going to do some intentional movement. You got younger kids. You have the opportunity. Well, wait, you go and you take your oldest to preschool. Why not have the others packed and ready and head over to the mall and walk the mall? No, not shop. I did not give you permission to go shopping. You're trying to save money, remember? So you're just going to go walk the mall and then you're going to go pick up your child from preschool, and then go back home. Intentional movement. If you do that twice a week, woohoo! That's more than what you do. You're working it into your schedule. One thing, do less to create more. Now, that may not be it for you. You're like, Christiane, I am going all the time. I'm walking 20,000 steps a day. I know I'm easily getting in 8 to 10 miles because of my job and what I do. I'm watching my pedometer. I've got a fitness band, and so I can see what I'm doing. But my problem is I'm not drinking my water. I like my diet sodas. And eating, well, yeah, I do whatever I want to do. Okay, well, you can't do it all, right? So pick one thing. The one thing maybe, oh yeah, I'm going to work on eating healthy. I'm going to take my own lunch to work. So I have control instead of just grabbing what I grab. Okay? All right, so that's one example. Number two, what do you want to be when you grow up? So you're sitting here going, okay, I'm in my midlife and I know I want more out of something, but I'm not exactly sure what it is, but it's not what I'm doing right now. So what do you want to be when you grow up? Because we're still growing up, right? Well, we're getting wiser every single day. You're adorable. You want to be an author. Okay, great. Couple things there to look at. You're like, yeah, but that means I need a website and I need to be writing a blog and I need to be doing this. And oh my gosh, what are my titles? I've got like four ideas for a book. And okay, whoa, slow down. Take a big deep breath here. Okay. Because you're going to do less to create more. Number one, are you writing? Number one, maybe you're not even writing anything right now and you want to be an author. So to start honing in on who you are and how you write, suggestion would be is to start journaling. Do you have 5-10 minutes a day to sit there and write? Maybe right before you go to bed instead of, you know, watching the late night show that's on and hearing the commentary. How about you mute it or just turn it off altogether and write and journal your thoughts for the day. Keep it in a notebook. These notebooks will grow over time. Now, no, this is not the only thing that's going to happen. By doing this one thing is not going to get you to be an author, but it's the first step. Do less to create more. What happens is what you guys are doing, you want it in on the secret? You're creating daily goals that are going to eventually get you to where you want to be because you were made for more. But we're not calling them all these things called habits because that word scares us. It causes us stress. And we're like, oh, I can't do this. I'm going to fail at it. So no, we don't think about this. Do less to create more. Sounds much better. Okay? Internal secret there. Shh, I didn't tell you that secret. Do less to create more. Start by journaling. Maybe you're like, Christiane, I write. I'm all in that. But I don't know really what area I want to go into as an author. I'm kind of thinking maybe fiction, Christian. Or maybe I don't. Maybe I want to go sci-fi. Okay, whoa. What books have you read in those genres? Start reading some books. That doesn't mean that you go out and buy 20 of them and you sit them and they pile up. Go to the library and borrow them. Or maybe you can go and pick one up on a bargain table at the store so you don't have to spend a lot of money and begin reading. And find then the author that you're like, oh, I can really relate to this type of style of writing. You see, what you're doing is you're beginning to learn and understand what makes up a book in the area of your interest. Hard to do what you want to do if you don't know what it is that you really want to do. Did you get that? Okay. All right. So let's say you're a jewelry designer. All my creators out there, love you. I'd love when you guys create and you just use your imagination. How awesome is that? And you're like, Christiane, I create jewelry. Now what do I do? I've got this stuff. I know I'm good at it, but I don't have enough to open a store. I don't have the money for that. So what can I do? Well, if you're already creating something, there's a couple different things that you can be doing. You can go look at shops. Some shops will allow you to go in and have your merchandise there, and they will take a certain percentage, and then you get the rest based on their sales. So that's one way. You can also look at Etsy or Wallop. They are ways where you can sell items. Of course, there's eBay. You've probably already heard of eBay. There's other ways around to get yourself out there without you even having to have a website. I mean, Wallop's like, you know, you take a picture of it, you post it, and then people can search for it. Very simple, not too hard. And you can start small. You know, if you knit and crochet some amazing, beautiful baby blankets. I've got a girlfriend who does, oh my gosh, she does booties and scarves and she amazes me. And she actually has her scarves in where I go get my hair done. And so they're there and they can be seen. And so then she gives a certain percentage to the owner of the store and then she takes the rest. Okay, do less to create more. Now, eventually what'll happen is some things will begin to shift and then you start adding on some other things, but you start small and it becomes easy. It becomes what? Natural. You do it all the time, just like brushing your teeth. Then you add the next thing. See, you're always maintaining do less to create more. Are you following? Keep with it. Okay, so how about this one? You want to come home. You're working outside and it's time for you to come home and be a mommy at home. That's a big shift, isn't it? A lot of times what that involves is finances. And you're sitting there going, I don't even know where to begin because I know that's what we want. And I've got ideas of what I can do from home, but I'm not sure really where we stand. Start with the budget. Are you actually meticulous about what you're spending and where the money is going? You need to know what you're spending. What do you really need to have in order to survive as a family and have enough to be comfortable? A lot of times we're just playing with kind of frivolous figures in our heads and they just kind of float up there. Go to pen and paper, write it down, start with a budget. Do less to create more. How about a homeschooler? You want to homeschool your children. You got about a year and a half around the corner and you're thinking, oh, this has kind of been, we've talked about it. My husband's kind of on board. So am I, but I'm not sure if I can really do it. Okay. Breathe. It's a commitment. Been there, done that. It's awesome, but it does take work. A lot of people don't even know where to begin if they're thinking about homeschooling. Well, number one, couple ways you can look at it. Very simple. If you're too busy, too many responsibilities, you're coming and going, but you're on Facebook, what do you think you can do? Yeah. Find a Facebook group that is a homeschooling group. You can read, see if they're supportive, and then you can get involved by simply responding, seeing that, you know, posting and asking questions. Starting there is a good basis. Now, if you're from maybe a bigger town that homeschools very popular, maybe your church has a homeschool co-op together. Find them, get in contact with them. Again, do less to create more. Don't sit there and go, oh my gosh, I got to start looking at all these different curriculums. And do you know how many different curriculums there are out there? And oh my gosh, some states actually have their own where I don't even have to worry about the curriculums because they're already approved. And stop, see, stress load. Do less to create more. You can do this. And these are just examples within life. I mean, it can be, there's so many things. That's what I'm saying. If you're sitting here going, how can I make this work for where I am in my situation? Send me a love note. I want to hear from you. Your best selfie at createyournow.com. I'm here for you. When you're doing less to create more, you have to focus. So when you're working within the nooks and crannies of your day, that means if you only have 15 minutes, that 15 minutes is focused 15 minutes. No interruptions. as much as possible. Things are going to happen and you may have some interruptions, but you do what you can. If that means you have to ask your hubby and kind of say and barter some time and say, sweetheart, can you go sit with the kids for 20 minutes? I need to do this. Then do not take your phone with you to do what you need to do because you're going to be distracted by somebody sending you a text or whatever. No, do and only take what you need to have in the room and do it, get it done, and then you move on. Do less to create more. Focus. You have to be intentional. You have to have intention. That's part of the fiat. In order to get in the car and go, you have to have intention. So being specific in what you're doing. Do less to create more. You have to be specific. That intention is clear. If it's that weight loss, it's clear that you are going to work out and walk intentional movement 3 times a week for at least 20 minutes. That's your initial goal. Okay. Aim. Aim does not mean what? That we're just looking at something and we're kind of getting ready for it. No, aim is what here at Create Your Now. Action ignites motivation. Key, aim. Focus, intention, aim. That means you are taking action. And that's going to keep you going towards your made for more. And it's going to feel good. Do less to create your more. And finally, transformation. You begin with less and it's going to create more and you're going to see what? The shift, the transformation. It may be in your budget. You're going to see that at the end of the month, you have more money. Whoop, whoop. It may be, oh my gosh, I actually have a book after three months of writing. You're like, wow, this is actually good material here. I can maybe start breaking it down. Do less to create more. It causes you less stress and allows you to enjoy life so much more. Because life is about more. God wants you to have more in your life. But when you sit here and act like you have to have it all right now because of the immediate gratification, that fast food, got to have it in 2.5 minutes or it's free mentality, no, that's why you're drowning. So take a step back and what? The kiss is do less to create more. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, love, and lots of hugs. We'll talk to you real soon. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.